Now this is a dictation for Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Condell, C-O-N, D as in David, E-L-L, June 642, address as a letter to Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, De Castro, D as in David, E, C-A-S-T-R-O, D-O. At 989-539-4480, and also to Saginaw, VA, at 989-321-4085. Dear Dr. De Castro, answers at VA Medical System, consultation for Mr. Condell, 82 gentleman. Who has chronic kidney disease? Progressive over time. Denies change of weight or appetite. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux or abdominal pain. No diarrhea, bleeding. He has prior prostate surgery, UroLift. Flow has improved, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, minimal nocturia, no fominess. Does have plantar fasciitis, left-sided foot. Denies, however, anti-inflammatory agents. No gross claudication symptoms or numbness, no discolor of the toes or edema. Does have underlying COPD, uses oxygen at night 2 liters as well as inhalers. No purulent material hemoptysis, denies orthopnea-PND, denies sleep apnea, some bruises of the skin, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no bleeding nose or gums, no headaches, no changes on eyesight, minor decreased hearing. Next paragraph. Past medical history, prior diabetes, was taking Acarbose, ACARBOSE, that has been discontinued. Hypertension, coronary artery disease with a prior 4-vessel bypass 1999 and 3 stents. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, no arrhythmia or pacemaker. He's not aware of rheumatic fever, heart murmurs or valve abnormalities. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke or seizures. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion or liver disease. Prior pneumonia, few months back, not on the event. Abdominal aorta aneurysm. Next paragraph. Procedures. Include the coronary artery stent and bypass surgery, the UroLift. right-sided hip replacement. Abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, appendix, cataract, gallbladder. Abdominal hernia repair. Next paragraph. Start smoking age 18, half a pack per day. For about 15 years, discontinue more than 30 years ago. Occasionally alcohol, probably rare. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. Reports. Side effects to clonidine, Pravacol, Wixela, Wixela inhaler. Next paragraph, pressing medications, potassium, vitamin D, Plavix, Proscar, Flomax, aspirin, Norvasc, Spiriva, Coric, Isosorbide, Lasix, Albuterol, Atrovent, Crestor, next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 185, 64 inches tall, blood pressure 130/72 on the right, 128/76 on the left. Cataract, excuse me, lens implant, bilateral hearing aid, he has his own teeth, no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable carotid bruit, JBD, palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, there is a ventral hernia, obesity, no tenderness masses, no palpable liver spleen, no edema, good pulses, non-focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from September through the VA, creatinine 2.6, representing a GFR of 24, stage 4, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, glucose in the 140s, not fasting, liver function test not elevated. This creatinine comparing to prior years has fluctuated in the middle twos, plus minus, for the last 4 or 5 years. There was an episode of acute kidney injury in 2019. Apparently, no dialysis. He does have mild anemia around 11-12 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Prior phosphorus less than 4.8. There is a CT scan abdomen and pelvis from August 2023. In that opportunity, kidneys normal size, no obstruction, multiple cysts on the right kidney with the largest one 7.3 centimeter. There is also cyst on the left side. There was no stone or obstruction. He did have evidence of enlargement of the prostate with urinary bladder showing trabeculation as well as a small diverticuli. The largest one at 2.4 centimeters. The presence of brachytherapy pellets on the prostate. There is a stress testing from April 2024, ejection fraction 50%, no ischemia. He is known to have calcification aortic and mitral valve with minor other abnormalities. The last cardiac cath is December 2023. The bypass LIMA to LAD was open, as well as the vein graft to the obtuse marginal branch. The other graph, diagonal branch, 50 to 60% with a stent re-stenosis. Evidence of severe elevated left ventricular and diastolic pressures. Next paragraph. CKD stage 4, progressive over time, a person who has extensive atherosclerosis, including abdominal aortic aneurysm repair and prior coronary artery procedures. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Most recent electrolyte acid base appears to be normal. There has been no elevation of phosphorus. He has anemia but has not required EPO treatment. Chemistry needs to be done in a regular base to assess for progression. He understands that at some point he might be facing the need for dialysis. Dialysis is done based on symptoms. Most people develop symptoms with GFR below 15, around 10 to 13. All issues discussed with the patient, all questions answered. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.